Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Senator Tim Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, will announce his bid to be the GOP presidential nominee this morning. Scott on Fox News over the weekend.
The issues of restoring hope and creating opportunities and protecting America. To me, that means you're focusing on financial literacy and education. You're focusing on making sure that the American dream is alive and well for the next generation of Americans. To me, it's about winning over Americans to my brand of conservatism.
Back in March, the NAACP Florida State Conference voted to unanimously in favor, asked the NAACP Board of Directors to issue a travel advisory for the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis back then.
This is part of the reason why, you know, our country, you know, it goes through all these, we get involved in these stupid fights. This is a stunt to try to do that. It's a pure stunt.
Now the NAACP has officially put Florida on a travel advisory. NAACP Chairman Leon Russell lives in Tampa, Florida. We asked him on Twitter if he plans to move. A reply was not given at this time. NAACP President Derek Johnson says visiting Florida could put your life in danger.
We are advising African Americans and others that if you travel to Florida, beware that your life is not valued.
ExxonMobil is looking past gasoline by drilling for something other than oil, lithium. Exxon recently purchased drilling rights to a sizable chunk of land in Arkansas where it plans to produce lithium. Exxon is said to have bought 120,000 gross acres in the Smackover Formation of southern Arkansas. The National Weather Service is reporting Tropical Storm Mawar has strengthened in the Pacific into a typhoon and was expected to make landfall Wednesday, bringing high winds and possible flooding to the Mariana Islands, including Guam. Mawar had maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour as of early Monday local time, with gusts up to 95 miles per hour. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today ahead of a looming debt default possibility.
McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit.
First, we talked a lot about his trip over there and some of the positive things that take place. Then we spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling, where we currently are.
McCarthy described the conversation as productive.
What we agreed to do is we're going to have Congressman Gary Graves and Patrick McHenry get back together.
Biden and McCarthy will meet sometime later today. I'm Dave Collins.
One child has been found dead, and Fresno County, California sheriff's deputies are still searching for a second child who was swept away in the Kings River. It happened shortly before 2 p.m. yesterday. Deputies were called to the bottom of the Pine Flat Dam for a report of an 8- and a 4-year-old child being swept away. An hour after the initial call, deputies confirmed they found the body of the 8-year-old girl. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there's no upside to not raising the debt ceiling and letting the U.S. default.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Yellen said it won't be easy to decide who gets paid and who doesn't if the U.S. defaults.
There will be hard choices to make about what bills go unpaid.
She said there are no acceptable outcomes if the debt ceiling isn't raised, and she's warning we could default by June 1st. I'm John Schaefer.
We are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Jim Harmon is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the author of the book, The Final Countdown, and The Final Countdown as it relates to the end times. You may question, is this, are we coming to the second coming? And could it happen as early as 2027? We're not here to set dates. We're just looking at the signs of the times, like the brothers Issachar that were commended because they were sensitive in looking at what was happening and how it related to the Word of God. In his latest book, The Final Countdown, the result of, his last 44 years as a man of faith, who has diligently studied the Word of God with a particular emphasis on prophecy. Jim also notes the recent geopolitical events occurring in Jerusalem and elsewhere that are leading many Christians to believe they may be seeing the fulfillment of prophecies that will precede the second coming of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jim Harmon, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be here.
Well,
you started off with the final countdown, and just before we get started with the questioning on that, I thought it would be important to really help people realize that my first book on the book of Daniel was Daniel's Prophecies Unsealed. And in that book, I show where the Daniel chapter 2 not the same as Daniel chapter 7. And that's something that's really important for people to understand. And then the other thing is Daniel chapter 9. Is not the same as everyone else believes, because what I show in the first book is that the 70 weeks of Daniel were actually completed at the time of Christ. But now the second book, the purpose of the second book is to show something completely different. The second book was written because Dr. Christian Weidner has unsealed the book of Daniel, and he's uncovered the fact that there's actually a second fulfillment to Daniel 9. So Daniel is a complicated book to understand, and you have to really break it into the different visions, because Daniel was given five different visions, and each one of the visions is important. And so instead of, I'm sorry to interrupt, but before you go into the final countdown, you might want to get a basis for Daniel 2 and Daniel 7, because that really ties into where we are today.
Exactly. Well, please, let's go ahead and do that. That was going to be my question, is help us understand, you've laid this before us, so break it down.
Okay, well, Daniel chapter 2 is, if you look on the front cover of my first book, Daniel's Prophecies Unsealed, it shows the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and it shows the four different gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Mm-hmm. And then the 10 toes at the base. And right. that represented the kingdoms of Babylon, Mede, Persia, Greece, and Rome. And but when you get into Daniel chapter 7, where we get into a completely different vision, that Daniel 7 is not the same. And the traditional teaching all along has been that Daniel 2 and Daniel 7 are the same thing. The four kingdoms in Daniel 2 are the same as the four beasts in Daniel 7. And that's right. what I bring out in my first book. And that's what's really, really kind of important for where we are today. And okay. people that, you know, are Trump followers, so they'll have a better understanding of what happened.
Right. Exactly. So the second set of beasts in Daniel 7, different than the beast of Daniel 2. So explain.
Well, yeah, Daniel 2 were the four kingdoms. Those were
right.
four different kingdoms.
I said beast. I'm in kingdoms, yes.
Right. And Daniel 7, though, he was told about four different beasts. And those beasts are all contemporary. The first one was a lion. And we saw the lion arise up with England. And the second beast is Russia. And I mean, it is the bear. And we saw that happen with when Russia rose up. And mm-hmm. the third beast in Daniel 7 is really interesting because that's the leopard is the one that he talks about there. And it's the leopard has four wings on its back. And in my book, I show a little picture of what that might represent, with Egypt being the leopard, because the leopard really means the Sphinx, if you look up the definition of leopard in the dictionary.
Right.
So the Sphinx is the what Egypt is representing. And then the four wings on the back of Egypt, if you look on a map, you've got Kuwait, Iraq, Jordan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia, the four nations on the back of Egypt. And here's the key. It says in Daniel 7, it says that dominion was given to the third beast. Well, what in the world could that be? I mean, that means, you know, they're going to be given power.
You're right.
And how could that come about? That's the thing. Because when Trump was taken out of office, I mean, everyone was like, believers, they were really, they couldn't understand because Trump had really gotten us completely oil independent. And we could supply all our oil we need. But if you remember back in the 1970s, what happened? I don't know if you're old enough to remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every other day. Yeah. Depending on your on your license plate, even or odd, right? We're in gas lines and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget it. You couldn't make a trip because you couldn't get the gas. But the Saudi Arabia back then in 73 used oil as a weapon, and they mm-hmm. turned off the spigot. And right. what Biden has done is the first thing that he did when he came into office, what was it? He stopped
killing fossil fuels. Exactly.
Yeah. And we could be independent right now. And then he drained down our reserves. Trump had reserves that could have lasted us for, you know, years.
Exactly.
Now and that's the thing that my heart said to God is, why did you allow this to happen? And I think Daniel has the answer, because I think it's what he's saying is the third beast, which is Egypt with the four, you know, Syria, Iraq, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. They're about ready to arise. And when they do, I believe they're going to use the oil, as a weapon again.
As a weapon. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sense. And it's like, really, this is if this is. If my interpretation of this is correct, and there's not, I'm not the only one. There's a lot of other believers. You know, when Daniel was given his prophecy, he said, he was so, Daniel, go your way, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many mm-hmm. shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but all of the wise shall understand. So I think that's, you know, the thing has been unsealed. Daniel's prophecies have been unsealed. And now people are seeing that Daniel chapter 2 is not the same as Daniel chapter 7. And
exactly.
Daniel 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what's important, because if that's the case, then the third beast is about ready to rise up, I think.
Exactly. And the thing is interesting, because people, you know, they always thought that, or at least what I was taught, was that, you know, the leopard represented the Greeks, right? And and Alexander the Great, because of how fast he executed his war plan.
Right, and that's where all along through all the ages that's what the interpretation has been. But I think Daniel's been unsealed, and now a lot more people are seeing that there's actually a, because wow. When you look at this,
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break, Jim. Let's reconnoiter right after the break. We've got more from Jim Harmon after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silver. Lungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Back with you. I know you couldn't wait. I understand. As this is, you know, being revealed to us, and this is what happens, you know, when God opens up our eyes. You know, the Bible's clear. It says we know in part, and we prophesy in part. I mean, it's a constant revelation of what God is doing. We look at the times right now and we see how crazy it is, and you can't help but think, okay, how much more can we handle this? I mean, all this craziness that's happening in our culture. And so, something happens, and, Jim Harmon, I think it's quite interesting, is that when something happens, one of the things I notice universally is people look up. Have you noticed that? I mean, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. It's like, wait a minute, what's, and they look up as if they know instinctively that the answer is going to come from heaven, right?
Remember 9/11 when that happened. My daughter, who's a quadriplegic, she was watching it in bed, and she drove her wheelchair down the aisle in the church and accepted Christ right after that. God used a horrific thing like that to wake up a lot of people to, that what's going on in the world. And ever since then, she's been a strong believer, bringing a lot of people to the Lord.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're praying for Jennifer, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Jim would not tell you this, but she's in ICU. She's going to have an operation this afternoon, and she's battling. And, we're going to lift her up in prayer, and I ask you to join us that the doctors would be very effective in giving her some relief. And above all, that it's God's will that would be done in Jennifer's life. And, Jim, again, our heart is with you and with your family, and certainly with Jennifer, and that, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding would envelop her, as she goes into this surgery. And, comes out on the other side, this side of heaven, with some relief, because, it would appear that, with all the people that she's leading into the kingdom, she's quite the co-laborer for Jesus, isn't she?
Amen. She's something else.
Exactly. Well, God bless you both and your family. All right. Let's go back and pick up where we left off.
And so the third beast, if we actually see this happen, where the third beast rises up, and they do, and something is interesting about that also. There's, it says there's five countries, but there's only four heads. So that means one of the countries might not have a leader. And what many think is going to happen, that there's a prophecy in Isaiah 17 where it says Syria is bombed, and the leader might be completely taken out.
Right.
And it's very interesting. Just last week, Assad has returned to the Arab League. Mm-hmm. And so he's been isolated from the Arabs for, 20 years. But now they're bringing him back into the fold. And when I saw that on Friday, I thought, well, maybe this is another sign that the Arabs are getting ready to come together in this third beast that Daniel prophesied about 2,500 years ago.
Yeah.
And so when the third beast, when that does happen, and if that does happen soon, I think that's going to be the impetus for the fourth beast to rise up. And the fourth beast, and I go over this in Daniel's Prophecies Unsealed, is really interesting because it's a beast that is diverse from all the other ones, and it has seven heads and ten horns in Revelation is the corollary to it. But the interesting thing about this is when you go into the second Esdras 12, there's a prophecy that was given 1900 years ago, and Ezra says the eagle is the fourth kingdom that appeared to your brother Daniel. The eagle.
Wow.
Ezra is saying the eagle appeared to the Daniel in the fourth kingdom. And so he's saying that's America, the eagle.
And well, of course, that's interesting because that's the number one question in prophecy conferences. I've conducted several myself. Number one question, where's America in the end times, right?
Right. And if you look at the situation, I think that's a very likely candidate for being the fourth beast. And we would have maybe 10 nations from Europe combined. And because now we're fighting against the Arabs, and Europe and America. And you can almost see it going on, because that's similar to what happened many years ago when Daniel, you know, first wrote the prophecy about the kingdoms in the north and the south. And so it's very interesting how Daniel was given these visions 2,500 years ago, and Ezra says that the eagle is the fourth beast, and which is America. And if that's right, the case, then I think we could be really close to when things are going to, you know, be taking place.
Well, why do you put the proposition of could come as early as 2027? I've heard that number several times, not just from you. So again, we know in part, we prophesy in part. What is it about 2027?
And that's where my second book, you know, back about a year ago, I would just republish a friend of mine's book, The Open Door. He died back in 2011. I felt like the Lord wanted us to republish it. Mm-hmm. And the same week that it came out, I found on Amazon another book by Dr. Christian Weidner, which shows that Daniel has been completely unsealed. And what he came up with is amazing. And that's what I did in my second book. I basically, and he's allowed me to summarize what he's come up with. And he's showing that there's actually a second fulfillment to the Daniel's 70 weeks. And that's something that is completely new. I mean, no other one, nobody else has this.
Right.
Dr. Weidner came up with it. And that's what's so fascinating, is how he came up with it. He was over in Israel doing his first book, which was The Temple Revealed. And in his first book, The Temple Revealed, he discovered where the temple, if it's going to be rebuilt, where it would be. And he found out that the temple could actually go alongside the Dome of the Rock. And he actually has a picture in his book showing the Dome of the Rock and the temple, you know, being rebuilt right next to it. And it's very possible that could happen. Mm-hmm. But what he discovered, though, when he was doing his research on the first book, he discovered that there was a decree that was written in stone tablets back in 1537. And in 1537, when the Turks were in control of Jerusalem and Israel from, you know, the 1500s up until the Ottomans in 1700. But back in 1537, Sultan Suleiman was the leader, and he restored all of Jerusalem during that four-year period from 1537 to 1541. And during that period, he had like 36 different decrees and plaques he placed all around Israel and all around Jerusalem. And most of, if you've been to Israel and Jerusalem today, everything you see there is a result of Sultan Suleiman. And I had never heard of the guy before. So I put a picture of him in the final countdown. And then I show the actual prophecies that Dr. Weidner was able to uncover. He found out in Daniel 9:25, it says that from the issuing of a decree, in Daniel 9:25, it says, from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, there'll be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It will be built again with plaza and moat. Well, scholars have also always wondered, what does the plaza and moat have to do with this? So Dr. Weidner was there, he found out that the moat was actually restored and around the period. And then there's actually on the plaza, there was another decree in 1537. And so if you go 1537 plus the 483 years, you arrive at 2020. Well, if this is true, there's a second fulfillment, then there should have been something significant that happened in 2020.
And well, I'll tell you what, 2020? Jim, we're out of time, and We got to have you back. It's gone so quickly, but I appreciate Jim Harmon.
Timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. President Biden over the weekend claims he would be blameless in the event that the USA defaults on its debt in the coming days. Biden made the claim during a news conference in Hiroshima, Japan.
Well, I got to be careful here. I think there are some MAGA Republicans in the House who know the damage that it would do to the economy. And because I am president and the president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
ExxonMobil is looking past gasoline by drilling for something other than oil, lithium. Exxon recently purchased drilling rights to a sizable chunk of land in Arkansas where it plans to produce lithium. Exxon is said to have bought 120,000 gross acres in the Smackover Formation of southern Arkansas from Galvanic Energy for at least $100 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. What is it? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is going so fast. I am not kidding you. And again, Jim Harmon, we've got to have him back, to follow up on his books and, all that has been revealed there. Quite fascinating, isn't it? Wow, I'm telling you. Dr. Greg Allison is going to be with us in just a moment, the renowned professor of Christian theology at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Spent his life devoted to studying and teaching theology, and his new book is God, Gift, and Guide, Knowing the Holy Spirit, a practical guide approaching the truth with curiosity instead of confusion. Dr. Allison, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I am so happy to be your guest on this program. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Let me tell you, anything that has to do with the Holy Spirit, I'm in. I just got to tell you, Dr. Allison, is that even as a young man, something, connected with me and the Holy Spirit in such a way that, I have since been very inquisitive, also at times, wondering, this is, the most misunderstood person of the Trinity and, but it doesn't stop me from pursuing and trying to understand more of what the Holy Spirit is all about.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. I mean, we understand the gospel and we become followers of Jesus as the Holy Spirit is working in our life. So, of course, we're going to be drawn to him in order to experience the blessings of God.
Exactly. Well, and to me, even when you read the opening lines of the book of Genesis, and you see, you know, my eyes were opened up to understand how the Holy Spirit was hovering over the void, over the chaos. And, you know, and I was able to see how that is projected into our lives, is that when chaos is in our lives before we become born again, it is the Holy Spirit that hovers over us, you know, like a mother hen, you know, bringing us into the kingdom of God, softening our hearts and our minds so that we can be receptive to, you know, to what God wants us to understand.
And so he's also called the helper or the comforter. The one who renders the presence of God in our life and brings that comfort, that reality of God and his purpose and blessing for us. Absolutely.
And again, understanding, and this is, again, the warning, you know, that Jesus said, you know, you can just about get away with, you know, almost anything, but whatever you do, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. There is something uniquely special about the Holy Spirit, that we must come to the Holy Spirit with a sense of reverence. And how else can I, if there's any more to add to that, reverence and you know, just appreciation of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
If the Holy Spirit is the one who draws us to God, to resist him means that we're resisting, we're standing against his work of drawing us to God, what hope is there for us? And so yeah. Jesus condemns blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Paul denounces grieving the Holy Spirit. We sadden him by our sin, our unfaithfulness, our disobedience, our rebellion. And that's very dangerous for us, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I have this sense that the Holy Spirit is so vulnerable in that in this position and process. This is why we come to the Holy Spirit, or at least should have, you know, a warning and understanding of the hallowed ground that we're on.
He is called the Holy Spirit, right? So yeah. Not that the Father and the Son aren't holy, but the Spirit has that particular adjective, the Holy Spirit, because he's the one who is making us more holy. He's bringing about spiritual transformation and spiritual maturity in our life. And so we need to be sensitive to him, open to him at all times. Absolutely.
Exactly. What are the three common misconceptions about the Holy Spirit?
One of them is he's not fully God. He's kind of like a junior God who is just like waiting. He's like the Father and the Son are on the varsity team, and they're just waiting. The Holy Spirit is just waiting for the Father and Son to invite him onto the main squad to play. And, of course, that's wrong. So the whole idea of the Holy Spirit as inferior or the junior God, that's one misconception. A second one is that he's not a person but a thing or a power or an influence. And so we depersonalize the Holy Spirit, and we think that we can command the Holy Spirit or throw the Holy Spirit on people, or that he's just a force or power in our life. And a third one is just kind of ignoring the biblical instructions about walking by the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit and keeping in step with the Spirit and living in the Spirit. We ignore those, preferring other things in its place.
Can you pray to the Holy Spirit?
Absolutely. In Ezekiel 37, God commands the prophet Ezekiel to prophesy or direct the wind, the Spirit, and I think this is the Holy Spirit, to come and fill those dry bone and bring life to them. I think that's a prayer to the Spirit. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, there's a blessing where John calls upon the Father, who is and who was and who is to come, and the seven spirits who are before the throne of God. I think that's the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ, he calls upon the three, the Trinity, to bless us with grace and mercy. So we have biblical examples of praying to the Holy Spirit. So yes, we can.
How do we silence the Holy Spirit?
How do we silence him?
Uh-huh.
Well, we hear him speaking to us through his word that he inspired, and we don't heed it. We disobey or we ignore it. We're not faithful to it. Or we feel promptings from the Spirit to do something, to say something. resist those. We don't cultivate the life and the presence, the power of the Spirit in our life. We set aside, we substitute other things for him. And after a while, we just muffle his voice so that we're not listening anymore. We can't hear him.
Yeah, this is, you know, something here recently, Dr. Allison, that I have been meditating on. And that is, being sensitive to the directives of the Holy Spirit. And as you say, if we're not practicing that, if we're not aware of that, we're going to miss his voice, aren't we?
Absolutely. So Paul in Ephesians 5:18 commands us, be filled with the Spirit. That's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not a promise. It's not just a statement, but it's a command. It's an imperative that we can obey, which we're supposed to do, or we can disobey, neglect it. It's also a command that's ongoing. Keep on being filled with the Spirit. And the posture that it calls for, it's not something that we do, but it's a posture of yielding or submitting to the Spirit moment by moment. That's the way we cultivate a walk with the Holy Spirit moment by moment.
Right. And also, Paul, you know, cautions us that we can sear our conscience. You can ignore the Holy Spirit to such a degree that you can no longer respond to its influence because you've just, cut off the lines of communication, so to speak, right?
Right. And so there's no hope for us. If the one who is speaking to us through his word, if the one who is drawing us to God, if the one who is directing us, if we're not listening to his voice, what other voice is there, right? There's
exactly.
No hope for us. So it's that developing it. And it's like, don't fall into patterns of neglecting the Spirit, but cultivate that walk, that relationship with the Holy Spirit day by day. And we'll just continue to do that forever.
Yeah, exactly. How do we get filled with the Holy Spirit, and why does it matter? We've got less than a minute here, and so we can continue on the other side, but go ahead and lead us into this just a little bit here.
On my best day is I tumble out of bed when I cry out in desperation, Spirit, fill me. That's how I begin my day, being filled with the Spirit. It says nothing about my day. It says everything about the posture of my heart, which is yielding and submitting to what the Holy Spirit wants to do in my life.
And again, we're reminded that we don't have because we don't ask, right?
Exactly.
And the Spirit is there, you know, just waiting for us to ask and to participate. And more than participate, but to lead us in our daily lives, lead us to holiness, right?
Exactly. So if the scripture...
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up more from this.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you
you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Greg Ellison is a renowned professor of Christian theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Spent his life devoted to studying and teaching theology. He's the author of five major works, such as The Holy Spirit, Theology for the People of God, Embodied, Living as a Whole People in a Fractured World, 50 Core Truths of the Christian Faith, and other books. He's the secretary of the Evangelical Theological Society and currently serves as the book review editor for theological, historical, and philosophical studies. Well, Dr. Ellison, as we were talking about your new book, God, Gift, and Guide, Knowing the Holy Spirit, why did you write this book and now?
When I was a college student, I was quite confused about how to live the Christian life. And someone invited me to a meeting in which I sat in a breakout session entitled, Have You Made the Wonderful Discovery of the Spirit-Filled Life? I had no idea what that title was about, but it piqued my interest. So I went, and after an hour of listening to this presentation, I understood that God had provided all the resources I would ever need to live and fully please Him. And one of the key resources was the very presence of the Holy Spirit in my life. And from that moment on, as a second semester a freshman in the university, I've been intrigued by the person and work of the Holy Spirit. So I teach about it, I do conferences on it, and I've written a couple of books on the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I'll tell you, we know Jesus is our best friend, but as you get to know the Holy Spirit, wow, you're just so enjoined to Him and acknowledging, just as you said, when you wake up in the morning, you know, Holy Spirit, and fill me, you know, fill me up and lead me into the events today that I don't know that are coming, but you do.
And exactly. Again, going back to what, right? And going back to what we said, we don't have because we don't ask. And we, here it is. We've been given this incredible gift, but we don't use it. But you have to realize how important the Spirit is, because even as the new church was coming together in the book of Acts, you know, they talked about how people were baptized with water, but they hadn't been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Well, that, to me, that says something right there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So Acts chapter 2, in fulfillment of the centuries-old promise of a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, God sends the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and the apostles and the other 120 or so people are baptized or filled with the Holy Spirit, and they go out boldly proclaiming the good news, starting churches, discipling people. So that from the very beginning of the book of Acts, we see the utter importance of depending on the Holy Spirit. That's why I've entitled the book God, Gift, and Guide, right? The Holy Spirit is God. Like we talked about, he's not a junior God. He's not partially God. He's fully God, as is the Father and the Son. So he's God. He's gift. Here's my claim. The greatest gift that the Father gives those who follow his Son is the Holy Spirit. And many people will say, no, wait a second. I thought the greatest gift was salvation. Absolutely. But notice how I phrase this. The greatest gift that the Father gives to those who follow his Son, who have already received that wonderful gift of salvation, the greatest gift is the Holy Spirit. And then he's guide, just as we've been talking about. We're to be filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit so that we do that which fully pleases God.
Exactly. Because when Jesus ascended to heaven, sit at the right hand of the Father, he said, I have to leave that I can send the Holy Spirit to come, you know, to come and guide you in all truth and wisdom, right? So,
absolutely.
Boy, that's, you know, that is a huge opening right there for us to consider. And so why would you not want that? Because Jesus knew what travails and what temptations we were going to deal with here, you know, in this world.
Even his, during his earthly ministry, he told his disciples, it is to your advantage that I go away. And if I go away, I'll send the Spirit to you. We wonder, how could it be advantageous? Well, because the Spirit can dwell in, fill, empower every one of Jesus' followers such that we can do greater works than Jesus himself did. The day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is poured out, the gospel is announced, and 3,000 people become followers of Jesus, incorporated in his church. That was a great, great, great work, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, the thing that's interesting is I find, you know, some people, you know, will relate and say, and, you know, be very vulnerable and say, you know, I just don't have this sense of energy and vitality in my faith. You know, what am I missing? And I'll ask them, I'll say, well, what's your relationship with the Holy Spirit? And boy, I'll tell you, their eyes glaze over and it's like deer in the headlights. And, you know, and there's just so much that they do not understand. And, you know, and they're just missing out because here's a gift that God has given them. And they just haven't opened up the gift, have they?
That's right. You know, I do a lot of conferences when I speak about this, and inevitably someone will come up to me afterwards and say, you know, I've been going to church, listening to sermons, Bible studies for 30, 40 years, and I've never once heard the topic of the Holy Spirit. And that's devastating. But as you mentioned, right, he is the great gift, and through him we bear the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and so forth. If people are lacking energy, enthusiasm, if they're not faithful and obedient because they're lacking the Spirit, he is the one who will produce his fruit in and through our lives as we are filled with his presence, that we walk with him, as we depend on him moment by moment.
You know, Dr. Allison, you know, because the Spirit appears to be so mysterious and you have manifestations of, you know, being born in the Spirit with the speaking of tongues, that can freak people out, and they go, whoa, you know, I'm not sure I can go along with that. Well, any more than, you know, when Jesus said, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, and that was a hard thing for people to understand right then.
I think you've put your finger on a really good point. A lot of people think about the Holy Spirit when they think about some in the extreme manifestations that go on, and they go, I don't think so. I don't want that. They become fearful. I think my point's going to be a little bit different. I think we are fearful of yielding to the Holy Spirit because, let's admit it, we're control freaks. We want to control and dominate our own life. And we know that if we yield to the Spirit and walk by the Spirit moment by moment, He may direct us in ways that we're uncomfortable with or we don't want. And I think we're unwilling to relinquish the direction and control of our life to anything or anyone, including God the Holy Spirit. And that puts us in a dangerous place.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, and I'll tell you, in my studies and devotions this morning, Dr. Allison, God had opened up my understanding regarding King David being a man after God's own heart. And the thing that came to my recall or my understanding this morning more than ever before, and I've read these passages, I mean, I would say hundreds of times, but this morning especially, it had its impact to realize that David, when he went to make a move, whether it had to do with deciding whether or not to kill, you know, King Saul, go in certain battles, he always went to God. Always went to God. And I don't know why I missed that, but it just brought some relevance and clearer understanding why David was a man after God's own heart. Because on certain instances when it would seem like a no-brainer, like, well, of course you would do that, he didn't take it for granted. He asked God.
And that's why I think we have his prayer in Psalm 51 is he's confessing his sin. He prays, don't withdraw your Holy Spirit from me. Because he knows he has to depend on God for all the direction and power in his life, to think of a time when God would withdraw his Holy Spirit and leave David to his own devices, David is afraid of that. And we should be too. So, right. I think that's key.
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the book of Genesis, you have this vision of the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos. And I think of where our world is today, the chaos, the manifestation of the gods. Jonathan Cahn has written in his book, The Return of the Gods, and you start seeing the manifestation, LGBTQ, these gender options, fluid, all this crazy stuff that has entered into the culture, and it's being so accepted. Which is amazing to me, and I just, again, have this sense that the Holy Spirit is hovering over this chaos, and that for these questions that we have in these times, because we're going, wait a minute, how do we relate to this? How do we raise our children in a way that is godly in knowing that they're bombarded with this, you know, this cultural modernization of a spirit that is contradictory to everything I know and believe.
So Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. So we need to rely on the Spirit in our current context to speak truth into just a lot of lies. And then also the Spirit is the Spirit of unity, of oneness, and to be able to be united with other believers, other followers of Jesus, in the midst of all this chaos, to bring order out of this chaos. Again, the Holy Spirit is central to that.
Wow. I'll tell you, thank you for blessing us with your book and all this research and hard work and your devotion to pursuing God with all your heart, mind, and soul. The book is God's Gift and Guide, Knowing the Holy Spirit. Dr. Greg Allison, the renowned professor of Christian theology at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. How can the people connect with you, Dr. Allison, in your ministry?
I teach at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. They can connect with me at Gallison, G. Allison, at sbts.edu. That would be the best way. And I would hope that they will buy my book and read it. It's available on Amazon and other booksellers.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website as well, Dr. Allison. Again, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate the time.
You're a tremendous host. So thankful for you and for our time together. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination.